All right. Well, maybe you heard the news back in late June. Career Resources Incorporated announced the inspiring and ambitious initiative by one of their board members, Mark Thorsheim. They call him Thor. He is committed to workforce development and is going way more than an extra step to prove it. He embarked on a coast-to-coast biking tour to raise operating funds and awareness for CRI's mission of improving communities through the dignity of work. So we're so pleased that Mark is calling in today from the border of Iowa and Wisconsin. So we're going to be talking to him before we send him off on his way to Winona, Wisconsin, his hopeful end of journey. So we don't want to keep him from that. We're also pleased to be joined by Scott Wilderman, who is the CEO at Career Resources. So before we get into that conversation, we do want to remind you it's summertime, and all the folks that may be taking advantage of Connecticut's Adult Family Living and Foster Caregiver Program also may need a break. You may have heard of this program here on For the People. It helps frail elderly individuals remain living in private homes instead of moving into assisted living communities or nursing homes. It's open to Connecticut residents statewide who are eligible for the Connecticut Home Care Program for Elders or the Personal Care Assistance Program. Care recipients also must have both a functional and financial need for care, and the caregiver cannot be legally liable. It cannot be a legally liable relative like a spouse. So this program, in addition to all the support it offers for those individuals in the home, it also offers respite services from qualified agencies across Connecticut to give you a break if you're in this program and caring for someone at home, give you a little respite, give you a little vacation. If you'd like to find out more about that benefit or the full program of eligibility, just visit the Connecticut Department of Social Services at ct.gov/DSS. Okay, without further ado, let's go to Iowa. Mark, how are you doing out there? I hear it's a beautiful day.
Great, John. Good morning. And thank you for having Scott and me on the program here. Beautiful day. I'm moving up the Mississippi River. And the way it works is the bike trail kind of zigzags a bit. So I'm going to be crossing here in a few minutes shortly over the Mississippi into Wisconsin, and then heading north from there and pushing my way then back across the Mississippi into Minnesota, where I'm shooting to get to by this weekend, as I've got a little family gathering, have my family flying out and a bunch of cousins all in the Twin Cities area, getting together to kind of celebrate a bit of the journey.
Has the road and Mother Nature been pretty cooperative for you so far?
Yeah, John. Shockingly, I've hit some definite heat days, a couple days in Illinois and Iowa. Iowa in particular, Illinois in particular, that were very hot and humid. And I just, got up early and kind of gutted through it in the morning, and then stayed out of the sun and in the heat of the afternoon. I did get caught in Ohio in the remnants of Hurricane Beryl, so I got sidelined today, which was probably okay because it gave me a little bit of respite for a day's break in Ohio. The winds and the rain were just awful, so I'm trying not to take any chances. But otherwise, it's just been wonderful.
Great. Well, roll us back to the beginning of this dream or this concept that you had to not only heighten the awareness of Career Resources, but also to help raise money for their programming. Was this something where, like, you were the only one who wasn't at a board meeting one day and they just said, we'll have a motion for somebody to ride cross country and help raise money? And you know how that goes, right?
Exactly. They raised my hand for me. No, I became a more avid cyclist when I turned 50, And it's a good sport to participate in. I had broken down my body playing soccer for too long. When I really got the bug again, I used a bike as a kid a lot and into college and shortly after college, but then took a long hiatus. But when I got re-involved in cycling, I just, when I would be traveling places with my bike and in the car, I would just, love being in the great outdoors and seeing, these beautiful rural areas. And it just struck me that I thought, I should ride cross country someday. And as I got involved with CRI, I thought, well, you got to give it a purpose, and what better purpose than career resources? So it was very organic. I lost my brother as well in 2021. He and I had talked about doing, adventure trips like this. And so it was a confluence of a lot of really big events in my life, but blessed to be on the board of CRI and being able to, put my work ethic on a bike, for the organization, is really satisfying. And as board members, we can, there are only so many things we can do. The experts are the ones that are running the career resources day to day. As a board member, raising money is really a big priority. And I thought this is, the perfect time, the perfect place. So that's how it all came together.
Well, we're going to learn more about what you're raising money for when we talk to Scott after we let you go. But I'm wondering, what was the most inspiring or heartwarming interaction that you've had as you encounter new people, as you meet them along your path so far out toward the Iowa-Wisconsin border?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. And if you can believe it, just in Muscatine, Iowa, just the other day, I'm a huge coffee espresso fanatic, and so everywhere I go, I'm always looking for the cool, kind of hipster coffee places. And believe it or not, they exist all over the Midwest. And I just randomly early in the morning found Big Cat Coffee. Or Big Cat Cafe, and at 6:30 in the morning, a gentleman by the name of Dwayne, the owner, opened the door for me, and he was a mountain of a man, just a amazing guy. And as we got to talking about where I was from, and he turns out he's from Bayonne, New Jersey, grew up in a big family in Bayonne, came his mother. Raised a large family and encouraged him to sort of go to greener pastures. And it turns out that Dwayne, whose nickname is Big Cat, and if you saw a picture of Big Cat, you'd understand why.
I'm getting the picture.
He came to Iowa to go to college and play college football. But he wound up working in the justice system in Iowa. He was both a corrections and a probationary officer for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. He got married out there, raised two kids out there, and he's just an amazing guy who a couple years ago, really right around COVID during the pandemic, decided he had an entrepreneurial itch to scratch. And so when we just got to talking, there were so many really meaningful connections. He, for starters, he's from New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey after leaving Minnesota. So we hit it off on that front. You don't meet too many people from Bayonne, New Jersey, and sitting in Muscatine, Iowa. Working in the world of probation and working with juveniles and adults, you could see where Big Cat was probably an incredible person to help, people as they leave incarceration and are trying to make their way in life. So the career resources story spoke to him. my New Jersey connection. Turns out my dad's name is exactly the same, Dwayne, which was funny. And then the clincher, which I just can't even, it's hard to talk about in some ways, but he lost a brother this year and had tattooed on his arm my brother's keeper, a version of my brother's keeper. And so this big man welcomed me. His place is beautiful. He's a bit of an entrepreneur. He's getting involved in several businesses in Muscatine. And he's a real inspiration, his story. And so that one to me was just like, this is why we, you know, this is why you go out there and sort of put yourself out there, because you meet people like Big Cat and you realize, you know, how good the world is and how people make it a better place.
Yeah. Now you've got a friend in Muscatine if you need one. And a good one. A lot of overlap exactly. there. We're going to let you head off on your two wheels toward Wisconsin, Thor. But before we do, just send a parting message to the folks that are listening about why they should support your mission and career resources. And please, let's not forget to include the more recent news about some matching funding that has developed in regards to your trip.
Wonderful. Sure thing, John. So the goal at the start of the trip was to raise $50,000 and do that through at least $50,000 and do that through a match of $25,000. I wanted to have sort of skin in the game, if you will. So everybody's dollar that they donate, you know, goes twice as far. And just in the first 2 weeks, we exceeded that. We were at 30. And so I've increased the match to $50,000 and a goal of at least $100,000. You know, we're making good progress towards that. There are a lot of folks that I'm reaching out to, Career Resources is reaching out to through our networks. And it's starting to spread a little bit through word of mouth. So these funds are, as Scott will tell you, very critical to helping a growing organization like the CRI continue to flourish. And as you run a nonprofit agency, you need people and resources to do it. And that takes money. So I really sincerely am grateful for everyone's donations to date. Let's keep it going. And really, I think Scott will tell the best story and the most compelling story about CRI and why it's such an important organization to the state of Connecticut.
And where do people go to make donations if they've heard you this morning and they want to be part of it?
Sure thing. So my website is pretty simple. It's thortour.org. And so this is the Thor Tour. Excuse me. It's Thor Tour. I'm getting a little bit questioning that. Yeah, thortour.org. So thortour.org. And you can go there. It's got the background on the ride. It tells you about the purpose, the inspiration, and a bit about me, the rider. There's an easy button to click on donate.
Awesome.
You can donate your dollars there and put it to good work.
Well, rolling out of Calf Pasture Beach in Norwalk today, as we speak to him during the week ahead of our broadcast, he is in about to cross over from Iowa to Wisconsin. He will end up at Seaside Beach in Astoria, Oregon, at the end of all this, hopefully with well over $100,000 to benefit Career Resources Incorporated. Mark, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for the ride that you're taking. I'm sure it's something you'll remember for the rest of your life, and hopefully you'll meet a lot more cool people along the way. Head out, my friend, and let's pick up the conversation. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark. Take care.
Wonderful, John. Thank you for your time today.
Great.
Okay, be well.
Yep, you
Thanks.
Too.
Scott, see you.
All
Talk
right.
to you soon. Bye-bye.
Wow, Scott, that was something. What a great conversation.
That was something.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah. So in the last 4 or 5 minutes that we have with you, just give people the necessary background information that they need to understand what Career Resources Incorporated is and why it's so important to have this $100,000+ injection into supporting your programming.
Sure, absolutely. Career Resources is a nonprofit here in Connecticut. We've been around, we're approaching our 30th year right now, in fact. A lot of the work that we do, as Mark talked about, is getting people back to work. And we do that in a variety of ways. Locally here in the Bridgeport region, we operate something that's called the American Job Center. We do that in collaboration with Connecticut Department of Labor. But the Job Center there has a variety of resources for individuals, everything from helping them with ESL, getting their high school diploma or GED. We also do digital literacy training if you need to know how to use the computers or get more advanced computer skills. And the other big part is job training. We, through some federal funding, were able to actually send people back to school for job training. And, you know, if you just need to brush up on your resume or do practice interviewing, those services are also always available, you know, at the American Job Centers that we operate, you know, here and our sister agencies across the state as well. So I just want to put a plug out for that. The other big piece and another large, you know, area of work that we do is around second chances in reentry. Career Resources, since its inception, has been very involved in helping returning citizens become productive members of society. Back in 2017, in fact, we took over several halfway houses here in the state, and we now house up to 65 individuals. And one of our homes, the Bainey Center, is which we definitely something we would encourage anybody to come over and visit anytime. But it's a women's halfway house. And in that halfway house, actually, the women have the opportunity to live actually with their children as they're trying to reintegrate back into society. And we also have a co-located program of an early child care center on site as well. Everything that we do, and that's what I want to express to you, John, is and to the listeners, is, you know, we really want, you know, people to feel productive and improve their lives by going back to work and not just getting a job, but helping them get a good career. And so that's what we're designed for. That's what we're set up for. And so all of our programs are aligned into those areas.
That's fantastic. Well, I appreciate the time this morning, Scott. Before we go, what other ways can people who may be listening, hopefully they'll go to thortour.org and make a donation toward this cause. But are there other opportunities for either professionals to lend their expertise or for individuals that may not be able to write a check, but they can come and volunteer in some way?
So, absolutely, great question, and absolutely. First off, we're always looking for interview-appropriate clothing. So if you're cleaning out your closet this time of year, going through items, and you find a couple old shirts, ties, or anything like that that would help somebody look presentable during the interview, think about us. You can actually drop those off to our office at 350 Fairfield Ave. Or you can visit our website at careerresources.org, and there will be information on that as well. So that's one area you can do. We're also looking, you know, if individuals, we often offer a lot of workshops about finding employment and jobs, and we love to have people come in and actually become practice interviewers. That's one way that you can volunteer as well is come into our classes, pretend you're an employer, talk about, or maybe talk about your career and a career path. Anytime that we can actually bring real world scenarios into the classroom and make these viable situations come alive, that's what we'd like to do. So there's all those ways that can happen.
Fantastic. Scott Wilderman is the CEO of Career Resources Incorporated, CRI, careerresources.org is their website to learn more and get involved and help. We want to thank you, Scott, as well as Mark Thorsheim, Thor, calling in and taking some time away from his cross-country bicycle ride to raise in excess of $100,000 to help promote and support Career Resources programs. Thor, THOR, tour, TOUR.org is all you need to know to be able to donate a dollar or a hundred or a thousand or whatever you can toward the effort. And if you can volunteer, please get in touch with Scott and tell him you heard him on the radio telling you to get on over there and do something good. Thank you so much, Scott, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.